Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
We're going to focus on MMA now. Now, I got a little text from my pal Alex Foreman the other day, who said, really want to talk about, I want to say a young guy. A guy who's going to make some waves in the MMA world over the next couple of years, and that's David Faulkner. So I've got both the guys in the studio. Morning, Alex. Morning, Dave. Morning. Nice to see you both. Good to see you. Alex, come on, first of all, give us your history within fight sports.
My history started many years ago. Started out doing Muay Thai and kickboxing and stuff. And done all right as an amateur, fought pro. Luckily to fight in many different countries, met some great people along the way, and then, you know, started coaching early in 2010. We opened the gym, Mazda Gym, and from a striking point of view, it's gone from strength to strength, been doing really well. And a couple of times we've, like Dave spent a bit of time with us early on, and we've done a bit of grappling and wrestling, and we've tried to break into the MMA world and found it a little bit difficult, but now we've made a bold step, moved into a massive facility near the city centre, just by the Olympia Theatre in Kensington, and brought Dave in full time as a coach. And you know, there's no one better for me.
And there's a big focus on MMA now.
There's a massive focus. MMA's booming in the city. It's a huge focus on MMA now in Liverpool, and great. You know, got some unbelievable gyms, some amazing talent in MMA, and you know, we want to compete with that. So that's eventually, hopefully, what we'll be doing.
At what age did you hang up your competitive equipment?
Well, pretty much as my last fight was March 2011, which was
Were you?
I was 29.
Right, there you go. The man on your left-hand side.
He's putting me to shame.
He's 8 years older and he's three times as fit. This is David Faulkner. MMA is your speciality, won't you, David?
Yeah.
Nice absolutely. To see you. So I'm making an issue of your age because I think it's fairly relevant, this. You've been a competitive professional fighter before, then you've gone into coaching, and now you're launching a comeback. Yeah. Is that fair enough to say? Yeah. Give us the potted history of David Faulkner's fight career.
Well, I started with freestyle wrestling when I was 11, so that's 1991. So people listening can work out my age, you know. and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a professional wrestler, so I can imagine a lot of people laughing who are listening now. And
yeah, because back in 1991, a professional wrestler was Big Daddy.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I wanted to do. That's bang on the money, and that's what I wanted to do. And I think I lost my first freestyle wrestling competition when I was 12, and then I won every single competition after that until I was about 18. I think it was around that age when I realised that pro wrestling was worked. I'm not going to say the other words that they don't like, but it was worked. So I was left in limbo for a little bit. Then I got offered I became a dad in 2001, and someone offered me a fight just out of the blue. It was called Vale Tudo then. MMA was called Vale Tudo. The rules were slightly different, and it was in a ring. Someone offered me £200, and to me at the time, young 21-year-old, that was like £1 million to me. So I accepted, and that's why I was just waiting for something else to come along, like pro wrestling theme maybe, and it was just people kept offering me more and more. And I won my first title in 2003. It was an English title. It was in Vale Tudo. And I thought, I've won a belt, now I'm happy. I'm going to pursue something else. But then a friend of mine offered me a fight for more money. Then another friend offered me a fight.
Couldn't
and I got
drop
another
it.
Fight, yeah. And then more titles and whatever. And it's just, I got led down that path. So I did break away, go to other stuff. I have got other sports I do compete in. Arm wrestling's one of them. We've got an arm wrestling club in the gym as well.
Arm wrestling?
Yeah. That's absolutely a brilliant sport. But it coincides with the grappling perfectly. But now, it's just, I've been led down another path. I'm coaching full time. I'm not working as much. I'm free. So all I do is train at the minute. I'm getting paid for it. It's my job. Thanks to Alex. It's like a dream job, to be honest. And now the opportunities are
so the light bulb switched on. You thought, I tell you what, I'll go back into competitive MMA. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's because I've been in other gyms before, and even while I weren't fighting, I was a professional sparring partner. I was going around charging a little bit of money, if I did charge at all. And I'm still keeping up with these top level lads. A lot of them are like UFC lads, like talk the Northwest, because we do have a lot of lads fighting in the UFC now in the localized area, and not just Liverpool. It's like It's like all around Manchester and the surrounding area. There's absolutely a ton. And
what the top end fighters in MMA at the moment, are they a younger bunch?
At the minute, as we speak now, yeah. But Lee Chadwick has just won the Cage Warriors World title, and he's
32.
Yeah, he's younger than me, not too much. But again, I think he's at the minute he's just hitting his prime. You can see it in his performances now. He's starting to up his game a bit more, and I think that just happens organically for different people. Sometimes it's like Mike Tyson, his was 21, into his 30s, it went a little bit, wavered a little bit. But like people like Lee, I think it's down to genetics, it's down to mentality, down to people you're around, and sometimes it works, it just hits at the right spot.
Yeah, you said you've got some good genetics in the family.
Yeah.
So some members of your family have been sort of sportsmen, sportswomen in the past.
Yeah.
Maybe giving you the body that's still going strong at 37.
Yeah, I think that's what it is as well. You've got a couple. It's never just one thing.
Mm.
Genetics, yeah, very important. But you've got to live that lifestyle. I've never been one for the party life. Not like that.
Right.
Not a heavy drinker. Not even a social drinker most of the time. But it's just many things that come together to make. Because if I was partying now, even if I say with myself proclaimed good genetics, I wouldn't be in the state I'm in now to do it if I was living a certain way. But I live totally clean all the time because I just want to be, again, I've got how many kids have I got? About 100? No, I've got five kids at the minute, right. So we're coming up to the sixth one, I think, hopefully.
Right, so don't share that on there with us now. So you want to break back in there. You watch him train, you know him very well, and you know the MMA world, Alex. So what sort of hope of David getting to the position he wants to be in within the next 12 months, 24 months?
As he said, you know, people peak at different times. You mentioned Lee Chadwick earlier. Lee's 32, probably coming into his peak now. He's the best he's ever been. And just won the Cage Warriors World title. Chances are he could end up in the UFC. You know, Dave was on the cusp of the UFC when he was on The Ultimate Fighter. He was on Michael Bisping's team in the Ultimate Fighter series, England v America. So he's kind of been on the cusp of that top level before. And, you know, in terms of his grappling and wrestling, he's a two-time world grappling champion. One of his best-kept secrets, to be honest, is his striking. His striking and his kickboxing is actually really, really good. And I enjoy padding him in the gym and training him for the striking part. And when it comes to, obviously, the ground side of things, we're bringing in the right people to help train him. We've actually got Lee coming in this week to do some wrestling with him as well. Lee's a middleweight, which is the weight class he's going to come back into. So that's ideal. So as long as we're getting the right people in and we're getting Dave the right training, the sky's the limit. And, you know, who am I to put a limit on anyone's career and say, you know, that's what he could achieve? You know, look at Randy Couture at the age. He was like 50 or something in the UFC, becoming a Hall of Famer, you know, so Who's to say Dave couldn't be the next Randy Couture?
You mix with some of the very best. You mentioned Michael Bisping there. I mean, just look at his career now. Did you know at the time?
You could tell, because the thing that propels you from early on is just the mindset. And he knew straight away. Well, I trained with him as well for 5 years, 6 years anyway, before the Ultimate Fighter. We were in the same gym. We were in the Wolf's Lair together. We both started in 2005. But you could see that's all he wanted. He was a DJ and then decided he wanted to be a fighter, where we still had people. We had like amazing fighters there, but they still didn't know what he wanted to do. But you could see straight away what he wanted. But again, what makes him so good, apart from me teaching him most of his wrestling,
right.
What made him so good is that his attitude. The Americans absolutely hated that. And that's why he's marketable. So
they hated him. That's why they love him now as well.
Yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
What it is. Well, he's like half and half. It's like you can see even when he's insulting someone in his interviews. You can tell he's just laughing about it because he knows I'm getting paid loads of money for this now. So
is it a tough sport to get to that level where you are getting paid loads of money? I mean, essentially, there are a lot of prospective MMA fighters having to do double jobs. I know you've worked on the door, haven't you, around the city and what have you. Is it a tough one to get to a point where you can turn it into a living?
It is the grind. I think it's the mental aspect of it. Because like now, I mean, even with Dadden Till, he was really pushing it. Again, that the motivation he's got is second to none, and he was just pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And then I even seen an interview. I was angry at it. Some guy who's in the UFC didn't know about him before he fought Donald Cerrone, and I was like, you could hear in my voice a little bit. I was like, really, like, I was like angry for the first time. Like, the passion was back, but now it only takes that one fight. Now it's not like boxing where you can have 18 professional fights and then they start looking at you for like a world title. I mean, boxing's catching on a little bit. They're moving people along a little bit quicker now and again. But you can come in 3 fights. There's like a few people I know, and they've come in like 3 fights later. They're getting offered bigger fights on our big shows. And then as soon as they're having that big fight, they'll win that. They get offered another one. You think, we could be in Bellator or UFC after this. You can move along quick, but you've got to stick on it. You can't be like, the way I was inactive for a bit. You can't have that. As soon as you lose the wind in your sail, it's so hard to get it back. But again, you only need a good performance or 2 good performances, and then people, again, and social media, people start talking about you. You become a little bit of either a new phenomenon or a freak show, either one, you're getting in there.
It can propel you. Yeah. So you're fighting on the 22nd of December.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell us about that fight night.
Well, 22nd December, Infusion, Mazda fight night. I'm fighting Ashley Gibson.
Yeah,
right, yeah.
Good lad. Yeah,
nice, tough lad. And he's got a nice few highlight reels as well. So, and we know he'll turn up. He's one that won't turn anyone down. He's absolutely spot on. So,
yeah, he's a tough fighter.
Yeah.
It'd be a tough test, but I think it's a perfect fight for to get Dave back in there and test him.
What's the appetite like, knowing you're going back into that sort of that mindset? You're obviously already in the mindset, but back into that arena.
I think that it's not like I can switch it on and off, but the fact that I'm in the environment, I'm in this gym now 40 hours a week, and I keep putting it out on social media. If people want to come and train, you can come. 40 hours a week, there, day and night in Mazda on Bowler Street. But just being in that environment and seeing, it's like I've got two clients, we've got young kids, we've got people who are like early 20s as well, and they're all, I can see in them what I used to be like, aspiring to fight. And I've got people, some people are a little touch older than me, who still train just for hobbyists, but even like, I think it's the environment, it's catching on, it's like a domino effect. As long as everyone's bouncing off each other, it's really good at the minute. There's people who are boxing, there's people doing Thai, and people just wrestling, and also the MMA, but everyone, it's one team, everyone's together talking with each other. But just, honest God, it's like a domino effect. Everyone, and people keep mentioning how good the vibe is now in the gym.
Is boxing in danger of being swallowed up by some of those other fight sports?
We thought that at first, but I think it could well be, and I think it depends what area you're in, but it's like now, I was in a, went to see my mate, and he was in a bar recently, and it was boxing on, and it was advertised UFC, boxing UFC, and it's like on even par at the minute. I think that's where it's going to settle. You're going to have your diehard boxing fans, and the more new, and also converted MMA fans, and I think it's going to plateau, but you never know, you can never tell. It's going to get embezzled by it.
Alex, tell us a little bit more about this fight night. Anyone else we should be looking out for on it?
We've got some great fights on it. We've got a couple of lads who've come across with Dave, who trained with Dave for many years, who are now representing the gym, making their professional debuts. And we've got some really good amateurs, like 5 or 6 amateurs who are coming through as well, they've spent many years doing striking with us at Mazda. And since Dave's come in the summer, you can see the level of wrestling and grappling and the whole round MMA game just coming right on with them. And I think there's going to be some real good fights on the night. So
can't wait for it, boys. Best of luck with it.
Thank you very much indeed.
We'll catch up with you after the fight now. See how it's all gone. Hopefully it'll be 1-0 for you.
Yeah.
Oh well. Home one.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to phrase it.
We start again. Yeah. It'll be 1-0. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Does it start again, or do you just add it on to
record? No. Add it on.
I'd have answered his old record.
I think I'll be 501 now.
Oh, yeah. Dave Faulkner and Alex Foreman from the MMA world in the city centre. You want to find a little bit more out about that fight night? What's the social media handle?
Yeah, they can just go at Mazda Gym, or they can go to our website, mazdaliverpool.com, and get in touch with us. They want more information, want to get down to the fight night.
Or come and train.
Yeah, come and train, get involved, and could be the next big thing in MMA.
Don't train with David. He looks like he'll leave you crippled. Maybe arm wrestling or something like that.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.